Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday. I'm John Jackson and you're listening to another episode of TalkSport Daily. Now we're going to hear from Jamie Carragher with a very astonishing claim about Manchester City's Erling Haaland, as well as Adrian Durham finally praising Arsenal in his very last appearance on TalkSport Drive. But we begin today with the build-up to England taking on Sweden in the semis of the Women's Euros. That match is live on TalkSport tonight from 7pm and here's the Lionesses boss, Serena Wiegmann.
A cracking thunderbolt from the boot of Georgia Stanway from the edge of the box, almost ripping the net out. England have their 100th goal under Serena Wiegmann.
You obviously had to play an extra 30 minutes than more than Sweden have done. Is that going to play into anything? You've had an extra day's training on top of that. Does that concern you in any way?
No, you know what days you have, you know how you want to recover, and you fill it in. So that starts with, this is the game day, that's tomorrow, and then you count back from the last game, and then you prepare your training sessions and your recovery sessions.
It almost felt as if the Amex to you down in Brighton was definitely a home ground. Two fantastic performances there, but Sweden have had the majority of their performances here at Bramall Lane. There'll obviously be more England fans here, but could that give them a slight advantage, do you think?
I don't think so. We're here we're going to do some familiarization here too as a team. There's going to be lots of English fans here, and if they are going to make even more noise than the people did in Brighton and Southampton, I think we're going to have a little advantage.
And just finally, you've obviously named an unchanged 11 for the four matches previously. I think it's fair to say Rachel Daly had a very tough night against Spain the other night. Is there anything in your mind that thinks you may change things up for this semi-final?
I don't think it was an individual thing. I think that we had a hard time on our left side, especially the second half. I had to do a little bit with our team organisation and the sub they made. So I wouldn't make that individual. We look at individual performances too, but also as a team. I think as a team, we spoke about that we could do a little better. And yes, we take everything in consideration after games, and then we're going to prepare for the next game, and then we'll see what we think at that moment is the best starting lineup.
And here's Lionesses defender, Millie Bright.
For us, we want to be hard to beat ultimately, and physically we want to dominate our opponents. I think every game's been a tough game in that sense physically, but Sweden are tough, extremely tough. But going forward, they have a lot of attacking presence, a lot of playmakers in the team. So, you know, it's not just the defensive side, but offensively as well, they can be a threat. So we have to be switched on, but we want to take the game to them. Sweden are a very experienced team coming into tournaments. They know how to get the job done, which I think we've seen from their performances. So that's something to be aware of. But yeah, I think they've got a lot of playmakers, like I said, threading balls in. Everyone knows the talents that they have, but equally we have the same. So as much as they do pose a threat, we still want to remain focused on ourselves and, again, put our stamp on the game.
On to a bit of breaking news on the sports bar, where Cristiano Ronaldo's returned to Manchester and demanded an immediate exit from Old Trafford.
Please release me.
Big story all over the back pages. The Sun, let me go, Ronaldo and United exit row. Cristiano Crunch is the back page of the Mail. And Ronnie D-Day is the back page of the Mirror. Chris will reject loan move and Ten Hag bid to keep him, it says here.
Yeah, the strongest of all the stories. I mean, the Sun have even led with it on their front page. Is an exclusive by Jordan Davis, who says that Ronaldo's flown back to basically say, "I want out completely. No loan, no sort of hanging around. He wants to leave now." We'll have showdown talks to say that he wants to leave straight away for a Champions League club. And at 37, he wants to compete for the big trophy right now. He doesn't want to be hanging about.
Who are the suitors, Simon? Who are the ones that potentially there aren't that many, I don't think,
are
there?
Who can afford him?
Yeah.
Atletico Madrid has been the one that has been mentioned in the last few days.
Aren't the fans having a say about that, though?
What with the Real Madrid rather strong connection? Well, it would be interesting if that move happens, what kind of reception he gets. But if you're Atletico Madrid, you know, might you sort of think, right, it's our turn to benefit from this? Because, of course, Atletico have had players that have gone on to play for Real Madrid, players like Thibaut Courtois. So perhaps they'll sort of think, actually, maybe we'll benefit from a top player coming to us for a change. I mean, at 37, he's still got it in terms of scoring goals. And from Atletico's point of view, maybe they'll sort of think he could make the difference.
On to the Liverpool legend Jamie Carragher now. He was on TalkSport Drive making a sensational claim that Erling Haaland hasn't moved Manchester City further clear of the chasing pack in the Premier League. What's he talking about?
Slid in by, yes, of course, Erling Haaland. Welcome to Manchester.
I still think City are favourites, but I don't think Haaland is a game changer for City in terms of winning the league, because they win the league now and they already get 95 to 100 points. I mean, are they going to get 110? So many points in a season. I think Haaland's almost the icing on the cake for the Champions League, in that if he's playing away in Madrid, they don't lose that game. They went, they're through to the semi-final, the final, and I think that's the difference that he'll make. I don't think he's going to make a huge difference to the league, because City are that good anyway.
And here's TalkSport's Adrian Durham on his last ever drive show, finally, after all this time, praising Mikel Arteta's Arsenal.
They've already got some really good young players. They made some good young signings last year who have blended in for a year and got used to everything. Now they're making some good signings, experienced players, to add on to that. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at Arsenal and thinking, and I could flip it around here. And you know what I'm going to? I'm going to say that with the amount of backing Arteta's had, and I think money-wise, he's had a lot of backing, they've been very patient with him. Abramovich would have sacked him about five or six times by now. So they've been very patient with Arteta. The fans have been patient with Arteta as well. So now it's time for Arteta to deliver. He's basically got away with letting a Champions League spot slip through his fingers at the end of last season. He's got away with that. And that's fair play. You're giving him time, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But now it's time for him to give back to the owners, to Edu, to some of the players, and to the fans as well. He has to deliver top four. Realistically, I think Arsenal should be finishing third behind Liverpool and Man City.
And staying with Arsenal, here's Tony Cascarino backing the Gunners to push Chelsea for fourth this season.
You said to me, have Arsenal got an opportunity here more than Man United? I would say yes. Not because Chelsea at the end of the season and in pre-season. I think Arteta's been long enough at the club to do what he needs to do. I mean, last year, although Arsenal didn't get there, I thought they learnt a lot, and I thought Arteta knew that this wasn't quite good enough. So I need to reinforce in what they did. I think Chelsea are very vulnerable to Arsenal this year.
So, will Chelsea have a better season than they did compared to the last one? Danny Mills thinks so. We'll also hear from Jamie O'Hara. But first, here's Andy Townsend, who thinks Blues boss Thomas Tuchel is losing patience at the bridge.
Chelsea lead Manchester City in the 2021 Champions League final.
To get back there, you've got to have better players. You've got to have those guys that are gasping to get into that team and get hold of a shirt and play. They ain't got that. Chelsea have got too many now sitting around, and Tuchel's getting frustrated. The Thomas Tuchel we're seeing after this Arsenal game, mate, is a frustrated guy. He's obviously seen what went on with Abramovich and now with the new owners in through the door, and now he wants change. And of course, it's not happening quick enough for him. And he's got a squad that's probably not where it needs to be.
It's still a good squad. You know, you look at Mendy's in goal. You've got James and Chilwell. Obviously, Koulibaly has just come in. Who that centre-half? Maybe they need one more centre-half.
I think they need two.
Well, if they're fit, you probably just need one. She's still got Thiago Silva in there. The midfield is strong. You've got some good players in that. You know, you've got Kante if he gets fit. You've got Jorginho. Conor Gallagher, everyone's raving about. Mason Mount can play in that position. Then you've got Sterling that's just come in. You've got Havertz in there. Pulisic, I think he wants one or two more players.
Sterling for me is a great signing. I think he's going to do really well for the football club. I think he's undervalued in the Premier League for what he does. They need a couple more signings. They need to bring in a couple of centre-halves. But I think Thomas Tuchel is a class act. I love the way he talks, everything about him. So I wouldn't be too concerned just yet because I think he knows how to get the best out of a team. But I mean, losing 4-0 to Arsenal is never good, but it is pre-season.
On to UFC now, and following his win at the weekend in London, Paddy Pimblett gave an emotional tribute to one of his friends who very sadly took their own life in the build-up to his fight. On TalkSport Breakfast, MMA expert Nick Peat praised Pimblett for his powerful comments on mental health.
I woke up on Friday morning at 4 a.m. to a message that one of my friends back home had killed himself. This is 5 hours before me weighing. So Ricky, lad, that's for you.
Molly McCann and Paddy the Baddy, in those two, we've got this dynamic duo that know how to sell a fight, know how to deliver inside the octagon. And then, of course, Paddy gets in there. He delivers as well. And I've covered the fight game for an awful long time. Nazim's career, Ricky Hatton's career, some of the biggest fighters we've ever had in Britain.
There's a stigma in this world that men can't talk. Listen, if you're a man and you've got weight on your shoulders and you think the only way you can solve it is by killing yourself, please speak to someone. Speak to anyone.
I don't remember anybody delivering on the microphone the way Paddy the Baddy is. He's not selling himself. He's not trying to make more money. Every time he gets a microphone in his face, he's talking about food banks. He's talking about men's health. He's talking about children getting support. It's incredible what he's doing.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And on Adrian Durham's final TalkSport Drive show, Jamie Carragher joined him and they recalled their famous clash all those years ago.
On the way to training, listening to your show, normally a good show until you start rabbiting on this afternoon about being a bit of a bottler. It'd be interesting to see if you've got any bottling come down to Anfield or Melwood and, you know, say it to me and we'll see what happens.
I'd say it to your face and I'll say it to you now. I want to know why you're even...
Come down to Anfield on a Champions League game or whatever and we'll see them, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
You can say whatever, you can say these other players about, but don't ever call me a bottler on radio in front of all thousands of people listening to you.
So why are you even thinking about quitting international football?
Because there's that many people who've played ahead of me And as I said, I've got no with these big someone else. It's a game of opinions. But when you're at my age, they're all younger than me. They're all going to improve. But maybe I won't at that age. Look, the Champions League final, there's not much more you can do in club football. Obviously, win it, but we've done that a couple of years ago. He played Ledley King, who is a top player, but he's been injured all season. So how would you feel in my situation there? What would you do?
I'd feel like proving myself and getting a stomach for the fight going and going for
proving
it.
Proving yourself. Yeah. That's what I'm 29. I've been doing it for 8 years, and obviously I haven't proved it enough. So it's not going to change now, is it?
Jamie, how you doing?
I'm good, mate. I'm a lot happier now than I was about 15 years ago when I first spoke to you.
That's the amazing thing. It was 15 years ago this month, it's amazing how the time flies. People still go on about it now. They still talk to me about it. It's one of the first things they say. That's the impact you had.
No, to be honest, I mean, at the time I was saying I put you on the map, but how well your career's gone, how well you've done on Drive Time. I think you put me on the map, actually, how well you've done it.
Well, I got you back in the England team, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, actually. Yeah, you're there. You wound me up that much. I thought I'd better go on the phone to this Capello fella, see what he is about and see if I can pick a few more caps. But you did your job anyway. That, I think your job from day one on this station has been to wind a few people up, and I was hook, line and sinker.
Cara, tell us about that day. So you've been training, have you? You got in the car and all of a sudden you've switched it on. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, it was pre-season, and I think news had just that I was going to go away to England. And we'd done the morning session at Melwood Liverpool's training ground. And we were due back in about 5 o'clock for the second session. So I just jump in my car and, you know, put Talk Sport on, listen to the footy news, what's going on. And I can hear this debate. And I'm thinking, oh, this is quite lively. And I haven't quite grasped that it's actually me. And then I find out it's me. And then I'm trying to get the number all the way to Melwood. And I think Aid was on with Mickey Quinn, who I know quite well. And as I just got into the car park, I'd finally got the number, phoned in, and Mickey Quinn phoned me back and said, "We'll get you." And he said, "Just don't swear, please."
Well, he might be done with TalkSport Drive, but Adrian Durham returns tonight from 7 for England versus Sweden for a place in the Women's Euro 2022 final. In the meantime, thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Andy Goldstein will return with the next episode of TalkSport Daily first thing tomorrow morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.